The focus of the three major candidates for governor is jobs, their ability to create them, and their opponents' inability to do so. His Republican primary challenger in the race for governor is frustrated by Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker's pledge that his election would lead to the creation of a 250,000 new jobs. Former Congressman Mark Newman says Walker has had 8 years to create jobs, but failed. Newman says job losses in southeastern Wisconsin are significant and blames both men vying for governor, Walker and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett.
Compare the Milwaukee area job loss to other similar areas around the country in terms of size of cities and so on, we find that Milwaukee is second only to Detroit in terms of job loss. So to come out with a statement that says you're going to create 250,000 jobs when you are between Scott Walker and Tom Barrett leading the area that has got the second highest job loss in the country, I don't get the connect there between those two.
Walker, who made his job creation claim in Madison recently, also claimed 10,000 new businesses would be created in his first term as governor. Newman's take on jobs?
Being governor, my top priority is bringing jobs to the state of Wisconsin. We've got a detailed plan laid out on how we're going to do that. It starts with lower taxes, high quality education, and the elimination of rules and regulations. And again, we have a very detailed plan laid out on our website and have had for some time.
As a business owner, Newman says he has a track record of creating jobs in the private sector during the recession. His home builder company has increased employment while the city and the county of Milwaukee suffered job loss. Newman says Walker's job claim was made simply to generate press coverage. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.